EdgeCast Mini. This is Jeremy again, and I'm glad to be able to share with you this morning a couple of thoughts from the Scripture. Today, in your Fuel Bible reading plan, you would have been looking at Luke chapter 1 and 2, and I hope that's been an encouragement to you today. You know, as you read these chapters, I want to direct your attention to Luke chapter 1, and really we're just going to take the passage from verse 26 to 38. And that's the story of Mary receiving the news that she's going to give birth to the Savior. And here's the Mary, the mother of Jesus. She gets told of God's plan for her life. And I'm sure you've heard of her before, but I want you to just think about what she's going through at that time. She's probably about 17 or 18. She's a young lady. You know, their tradition in that day would have been to marry quite young. She's engaged to someone respectable. And she loves and serves God. She's got a heart for God. But she doesn't really feel prepared to be of any use to God. The angel comes and says, "Blessed are you among women." But the scripture tells us that Mary was troubled. She's quite young and doesn't think like she's up to the task. And when the angel delivers God's message to her about God's plan, Mary's skeptical. And she says in verse 34, "How can this be?" You know, as believers, every one of us has a plan and a purpose in God's kingdom for our lives. God has a plan for us. But sometimes it doesn't feel like we match up to that plan. Maybe you don't feel like praying today, or maybe I'm not in the mood to read the Bible. Maybe I just don't feel like being a nice person today. And it feels like sometimes I can't match up to His plan, the different failures and struggles maybe I go through. And many times you may feel like you're not enough to be that light to the world, just like Mary felt quite inadequate to do what God was calling her to do. Now check this out. After receiving God's plan for her life, Mary asks, "How can it be?" She's not prepared. And the angel says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of God will overshadow you." And he starts to say all this and really challenge her in the plan of God. And so I want to remind you and just encourage you today that when you don't feel like you're enough to accomplish God's purpose in your life, don't be discouraged. Don't give up on it. God hasn't put you in the middle of a plan, of His plan, and just left you on your own. But He's given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who's always with us and has the power to carry us through. When we live for God, we don't live by our own strength and actions, but we live for Him by leaning on the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit to encourage us and empower us beyond what we could do in ourselves. So you don't run this race alone. You run with Jesus. And when you get discouraged in your walk with God or discouraged in growing in His call for you, I want to just challenge you too, not to just get out there and fight for yourself. The amazing thing is Mary doesn't just stay by herself in this struggle. She runs, she finds her close friend, her cousin, Elizabeth, and they encourage each other in the Lord. And that's the same thing you should do. Find a fellow believer, find a leader that you're close to. Talk to them and remember how God has blessed and encouraged you in the past and your walk with Him. And I really believe as you begin to get into a frame of mind where you begin to stir people up in the faith and you let others stir you up, you're going to realize that God is able to carry you through whatever you're facing today. So right now, whatever you're doing, just as you're getting your mind straight for the day ahead and preparing for whatever you've got coming up, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to know that you have God on your side, cheering you on to live for Him and to grow in His call for you. Listen, with God, nothing will be impossible. And just like Mary, you can live your life saying yes to God. Lord, let it be according to Your word for my life today.